On November 12th, year 2008, at approximately 3:42 p.m., the Juneau Police Department was notified of a residential burglary near the 9600 block of the North Douglas Highway. Items stolen during the burglary included two guitars, a rifle, socks, and prescription drugs. On November 13th, year 2008, at approximately 12:10 p.m., the Juneau Police Department was contacted by an employee of a music store located on the 9300 block of the Glacier Highway. The employee said that a female was coming to the store at approximately 1 p.m. to sell two guitars. The employee was concerned that the guitars might be stolen. On November 13th, year 2008, at approximately 1:17 p.m., Juneau police officers saw a car park in front of the music store. A female and three men exited the car. The female entered the store with two guitars. The female was identified as 19-year-old Juneau resident Alexandra Pittman. The three men were identified as 19-year-old Juneau resident Talon Lobaugh and 18-year-old Juneau resident Lester Allen Hunt, and a 17-year-old male juvenile. Victims of the burglary arrived at the scene and identified the guitars as belonging to them. One guitar was valued at approximately $4,000, and the other guitar was valued at approximately $1,200. Pittman, Lobaugh, Hunt, and the juvenile were detained and transported to the Juneau Police Department. Pittman was placed under arrest for theft in the second degree and misconduct involving controlled substances in the second degree. Lobaugh was placed under arrest for theft in the second degree. On November 11th, year 2008, a vehicle had been reported stolen from a residence near the 3500 block of the Glacier Highway. The vehicle was recovered on November 13th, year 2008. The vehicle's radio had been stolen and the vehicle had sustained damage to the undercarriage. The investigation revealed that Hunt had driven the vehicle while knowing that it was stolen. Hunt was placed under arrest for vehicle theft in the first degree. Pittman, Lobaugh, and Hunt were all transported to the Lemon Creek Correctional Center and held on no bail. The juvenile was released to his parents. The investigation continues.